Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. Greece and EU agree to an extended bailout. After 3 weeks of talks, Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to extend financial aid to Athens by 4 months, lifting for now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. Greece Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis said this is the first step on a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who up until very recently looked at us with suspicion. There are some partners still that are looking at us with suspicion. This is our challenge to win over their trust.
Greece was hard hit by the 2008 global financial crisis. It needed $270 billion in a bailout from the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund to avoid total economic collapse. But the deal demanded Greece make drastic economic reforms, including deep cuts in public spending, which many Greeks say created unreasonable hardships. Greece's new leftist prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, campaigned on the promises to fix what he believed was a bad deal agreed to by the former conservative government. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin on Friday of direct involvement in the sniper deaths of anti-Russia protesters last year in Kiev. He made the charge on the first anniversary of the killings. Russian Foreign Ministry called the accusations madness. Somalia's Al-Shabaab Islamic militants have attacked a popular hotel in Mogadishu, killing at least 25 people. President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed condemned that attack, calling the incident an outrage and saying his thoughts are with those hurt. This is VOA News. Special envoy says Yemen's political parties are close to signing a deal that could prevent the country from sliding into civil conflict. Henry Ridgewell reports tensions have been high in Yemen since the Houthi rebels took control of the government five months ago.
In a statement Friday, the United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, who is brokering talks between rival parties, said a breakthrough agreement would see a transitional council replace the upper house of lawmakers. The existing lower house, dominated by lawmakers supportive of the Houthis, would remain in place. The September Houthi takeover of the capital, a Shia militia from the north, pitted them against Yemen's Sunni tribes and other groups from the south. The country is still perilously close to civil war, says Abu Bakr al-Shamahi, a British Yemeni journalist.
There's a lot of many cliches around Yemen that it's always on the brink. Negotiations always manage to save the day at the last minute. The problem with the Houthis is that in the negotiations in the past, they have simply, you know, gone back on their promises and advanced and advanced and advanced.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
United Nations war crimes investigators are considering publishing names of suspects involved in Syria's four-year war and are also pushing for new ways to bring them to justice. The Independent Commission of Inquiry, led by Brazilian investigator Sergio Pinheiro.
The horrific things are not only being perpetrated by the two terrorist groups, as the Security Council has defined, so-called ISIS and Jabal Nusra, but it's very important not to forget the human rights violations, the war crimes, like crimes against humanity committed by government forces and by other non-state armed groups that continue to act to be present in the conflict.
The inquiry has repeatedly called for Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court, but with that avenue blocked by divisions within the UN Security Council, it said an international ad hoc tribunal should be urgently considered instead. Police in Britain are appealing for information to help find three teenage schoolgirls who are believed to be traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State militants. The girls, aged 15 to 16, attended the same school in East London. Police believe they are following the example of another teenage girl from their school who left for Syria in December. The new U.S. Defense Chief, Ashton Carter, made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today. In Kabul, he's conferring with commanders and Afghan leaders about the future of the American military presence in Afghanistan. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. On this edition of the program, we're going to have conversation with four jazz greats who remember fondly the gentleman who preceded me presenting jazz on Voice of America, the legendary Willis Conover. Remembering Willis on Jazz America. But as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we're going to remember one of the great vocalists of all time, who would have been 82 years old on the 21st of February. Nina Simone, born in North Carolina in 1933, passed away in 2003 at the age of 70, and left a wonderful musical legacy not only as a singer, but as a composer and pianist as well. Let's enjoy one of her most famous songs, My Baby Just Cares for Me, as we kick off this edition of VOA's Jazz America with the great Nina Simone.
Baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby
group of the afternoon features, as leader and pianist, a man who is influential not only as pianist, but as composer. Like Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington, he has created engaging originals for his own group to play, which then have become part of the standard jazz repertoire. Horace Silver, the Horace Silver Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded live at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island with an introduction by Voice of America's famous Willis Conover. That is Senior Blues, of course, the wonderful Horace Silver Quintet. And Willis was known quite a bit to be on stage at the Newport Jazz Festival bringing on the acts in his wonderful style with those mellifluous tones of his and that perfect voice. Well, I have been honored to be invited by the Newport Jazz Festival folks to come and follow in his footsteps in the last few years and introduce a couple of bands here and there on the stage at Newport myself. It's quite a thrill to follow in his footsteps, and people there still remember Willis Conover. Speaking of remembering Willis Conover, that's the theme of this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and at the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival this past summer of 2014, I had a chance to speak to the legendary pianist Dick Hyman, and the topic of Willis Conover came up in our conversation. I have one of the sweetest piano players anybody's likely to hear in a long time, anytime, Mr. Dick Hyman, who just got off the stage here at the 60th edition of the Newport Jazz Festival. How did it feel, sir?
Oh, it felt wonderful. I think that I played it maybe 20 years ago with Ruby Braff. I haven't been back since. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Did you ever meet Willis Conover, my predecessor at VOA?
Oh, sure. Willis was a friend. He interviewed me on his show once or twice, and he did one of the most memorable things. He asked Art Tatum who was around and who he was approving of. And Tatum said, "Did you hear of that kid named Dick Hyman?" That's one of the great things that happened in my life.
One of the great things that's happened at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival is the beautiful set you just played with Jay Linhart and Howard Alden. Wonderful trio setting. No drummer? That's been something you've enjoyed over the years, just keeping it sparse.
I really think I prefer with a guitar rather than a drummer. Well, I have nothing against drummers. Do that too.
Boy, this crowd loves you. It was so great to see you and them greeting you after the show. I know it had to feel great.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great Dick Hyman on stage as he was in Newport last summer for the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival. That's a song entitled Sunday from an album Stride Piano Summit, recorded in 1990 at the Davis Symphony Hall in San Francisco with Harry Sweets Edison on the trumpet joining with Dick Hyman on piano. Well, we've been hearing quite a bit of classic jazz and quite a bit of piano work on this edition of Jazz America so far. How about some guitar work and how about a little bit of the blues? Here's a brand new release titled Eclectic, featuring jazz guitarist Mike Stern and a gentleman known more for blues and rock than jazz, Eric Johnson, on guitar as well, in collaboration with Mike Stern on the song Benny Man's Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Well, at the source of everything we call jazz is, originally, the blues. A little bit of swingin' blues from Eric Johnson and Mike Stern from the album Eclectic. Hope you enjoyed that. More of our salute to Willis Conover coming up here on Jazz America, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very kind message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener who lives in Hunters Hill, Australia, one of the suburbs of the beautiful city of Sydney, Australia. His name is James Stack, and he wrote to me with a subject line, Gary Burton. He had enjoyed listening to our conversation with Gary Burton and the celebration of the Grammy nominations a few weeks ago. He wrote to me, Russ, Gary Burton has 72-year interesting life, 4 mallets to play solo, and the Grammy he did not know about. While Art Blakey left a legacy of musicians, you, Russ, are continuing the legacy of educating, started by Willis Conover, James Stack. Well, James, thank you so much for that kind reference to Willis Conover and linking me and Willis in the same sentence. Well, that's more than I deserve, I have a feeling, but I do my best to follow in his footsteps. Great footsteps they are, and I'm not sure I can ever fill them, even though I wear a size 14 shoe. Well, speaking of history and teaching lessons, there's no better way to teach a lesson than simply to play some classic music from a very important artist and a very important presentation. It seems that jazz festivals are the place where jazz history is made these days as much as anywhere else, and it has been that way for a long time. Recorded live at the 1964 Monterey Jazz Festival on the California coast, here's Thelonious Monk and his brilliant band with their live version of his classic Think of One. Here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Come down to 1620, where the password is smoke. Where the cops moved in and took out old Johnny Green. But the party's still on, boys. We got his recipe.
For bathtub gin,
gonna knock you out.
Bathtub gin,
make you jump and shout. Party till the break of day. Drink until they take us away. Yeah.
Bathtub gin.
Talking about my bathtub gin. Well, shut all the doors, boys. Pull down the shades, cause the joint is a jumpin', we don't want no raids. With all the troubles I see now, we could all use a drink. Throw your coats on the sofa, grab the glasses and the sink. Yeah,
bathtub gin,
gonna knock you out.
Bathtub gin,
make you jump and shout. Whoa.
From the year 1920 through 1933 in the United States of America, the manufacture, sale, or consumption of alcoholic beverages was illegal. It was called the Prohibition Era. And out of that time came a lot of illegal activity, people manufacturing and consuming alcohol, and lots of incredible jazz music was made during that time as well, popularly known as the Jazz Age. Reliving that time in musical history, Roberta Donay and the Prohibition Mob Band with her second release, Bathtub Gin. That was the title cut that you just heard. As we gave you another riddle, how can something be old and new at the same time? Well, going back in time musically and giving it to us in the year 2015. Roberta Donay, brand new music, reliving the past. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you're enjoying this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we're remembering the great presenter of jazz on VOA for over 40 years, Willis Conover, my predecessor. And one of those who remembers him is the great guitarist Bill Frisell. I caught up with him backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island for this conversation.
Okay, one last thing, Bill. Thank you so much for all the time. I'm here for all my listeners listening around the world on Voice of America. A lot of them still remember Willis Conover, and you mentioned before we turned on the machine here that you had met Willis. So some thoughts about him.
Well, I wish I could say, you know, it was This was at, well, not long after that. If I might, not totally trusting my memory, but not long after this concert, the Newport concert that I went to, then, you know, then I got out of high school. I went to college in Colorado, and I was in the big band, and we went to this, I'm trying to remember which, we won, you know, these contests, or you'd go to these collegiate jazz festival things, and one was in Salt Lake City, and then we went, I think we did well at that. It's some sort of weird competition thing, which I'm not real big on that, but then we went also to Indiana, and I think there was like Cannonball was there, Oliver Nelson,
wow,
Gary Burton,
wow,
Quincy Jones, incredible. I mean, I can't believe these people. Anyway, the big, and he was there, and
on stage introducing everyone.
It was some, you know, he was around, and just, you know, I remember that voice.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well,
I think that was the place.
A lot of people remember that voice too, and you know, we're trying to carry on by presenting the best of what America has to offer. That was my charge when they wanted me to do the jazz for VOA starting in 1999, a couple of years after he passed away, and I still think it is the best of what we have to offer to the world. Well, listen, Bill, thank you again so much for all the time and for your artistry, and congratulations on all your success, and may it continue on.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm just so thankful to be here and playing. Thank you.
And from the 2005 release, a collaboration featuring Bill Frisell, Paul Motion, and Ron Carter, here is the Miles Davis classic, 81, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
electric, funky side of Joshua Redman from the album Momentum, the song Swunk. More of our salute to Willis Conover coming up next hour here on Jazz America. Stay tuned, won't you?